So it's now midnight at the end of the second day of the 19th alumni weekend. And it's been a rather frenetic and fun day, jam-packed with alumni and activities. Some people wonder what alumni weekend is all about and whether it's for them. This year we've had alumni coming back to Cambridge, ranging from matriculation in 1935 through to matriculation in 2007. So there really is something for everybody. And over the course of today, there was a series of lectures, all taking place on the Sidwick site, probably about 35 in total, and probably about 1,600 alumni were back for the lectures. The topics were really varied, all sorts of things going on. Professor John Hatcher from the History Department talked about fiction as history, and his new book, The Black Death. There's a lecture on blue stockings, women students at Cambridge between 1869 and 1939 from Jane Robinson. There were talks on the Large Hadron Collider, talks on empathy, on Confucius, biosensors, Marshall's aerospace, talks on innovation from India and China. So talks on all sorts of things. And then the main event of the afternoon was a discussion called What Keeps Me Awake at Night. We had a fantastic panel chaired by Dr. Jennifer Barnes, who's the president of Newhall. And on the panel we had Andrew Mitchell, MP, Mark Damaser, Anne Cotton and David Mackay, giving their perspective on what keeps them awake at night personally, and then taking questions from the audience. And there was a real range of questions focusing on Africa, on whether we're exhausting our planet's resources, on the future of the planet, really. But the end question from a Trinity alumnus from 2005 was essentially, what can I do to make a difference? And it was really great having the four panellists reflecting on what they thought they personally and the assembled audience of about 650, 700 people, what they could do to make a difference. And I think the general gist was always believe that you can make a difference. Be kind. Strive to realise your dreams. If you see an opportunity, to seize it. And David Mackay had some very practical solutions to not using more energy than the planet really can provide, which included turning your heating down and turning your lights off. So a really exciting, energising, tremendous day. With lots of events in the evening that I haven't even had a chance to catch up on yet.